Welcome to our Wednesday, August 23rd shamanic mentorship session together. So other than Marianne, who seems to be driving, do not close your eyes, Marianne. But everybody else, if you're able to, let's close our eyes and just take a moment and ground our energies. Just breathe into your bellies. And if you are on the phone or somewhere where you're not able to close your eyes, please just go ahead and breathe into your belly. Ground your energy. Call in that beautiful tree medicine to support and assist in bringing energetic roots into the earth so that you're stabilized and held, nourished and nurtured. And really visualize and feel those energetic roots going down into Pachamama. Just breathe out all that hucha, that stuck energy, down through those roots into the earth and feed Pachamama with that hucha. She loves to eat the hucha. Transmute it and transform it into beautiful compost. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, and Metatron below. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. Everything is welcome as pure love and pure medicine. Breathe into your bellies. Gracias Apukuna, gracias Nustakuna. Gracias ancestors. Thank you to the beautiful mountain wisdom, the river medicine that supports us. Apukuna, Nustakuna. Thank you to our ancestors. Whew. And feeling the ancestors very strongly throughout this time of the eclipse. So let's breathe into our bellies and honor them and welcome them into this space, those who would like to support and assist us today. Gracias, Archangeles, star beings, lightning beings. Invoking the Minari to support and assist with psychic and energetic surgeries. Thank you to all of our collective teachers, our guides, our mentors, our support in the seen and unseen realms. Thank you to the winged ones and the four-leggeds, the insect kingdom, the reptile kingdom, and the beings that live in the waters. We ask for your support and assistance today. Gracias, Pachamama, Mama Cocha. Waira Kocha, Inti Taita, Mama Kia, Kuichi. Gracias, Abuelo Tobacco, Mapacho Singaro. Gracias, Wachuma San Pedro. Gracias, La Madre Ayahuasca. Ichakruna. Gracias, cacao. Gracias, las flores, las plantas, los árboles. Our beautiful tree tribe, flower tribe. All of our beautiful plant teachers, thank you for your support and assistance. We invoke your good medicine today. Each person in the sacred circle, And visualize yourselves coming together in the realms at the sacred fire together. And see your good brothers and sisters circled up there with you at the sacred fire, ready to receive, open, receptive. Any stuck energies, any hucha cleared with grace and ease, so that we are open, receptive, willing, able to hear, able to see with our pure vista. As we sit together at the sacred fire, I invoke the condor, the puma, Serpiente Amaru, Siwakinti. And I invoke your guides and your guardians in the realms to surround and support us at this sacred fire together. Breathe into your bellies. And as you see yourself sitting at the sacred fire with your good brothers and sisters of the circle, I want you to reconnect with the energy of the eclipse that happened on Monday. Wherever you were at that time, it doesn't matter. Take a moment now and link in with that transformational energy, that complete shift in perception and understanding, that beautiful shadow and light. Take a moment and breathe into that. And if you were working during the eclipse and you didn't feel like you really got time to connect with it, set your intentions now. And if you set intentions or with the eclipse, take a moment to reconnect with those intentions. And remember your intentions, remember how it felt, and embody that. Right now. And ask your guides in your own way to fully support your intentions you set with this eclipse. To be supported in remembering your intentions, embodying your intentions, manifesting your intentions with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. And breathe into that. Breathe into your belly and ground those intentions. And remember and reconnect with that lion medicine that we journeyed with and embodied before the eclipse. And invoke that beautiful lion medicine within yourself once again. Charging up that beautiful Leo sun solar plexus energy with grace and ease throughout your entire body, throughout your entire energetic grid. Buena medicina. Breathe into your belly. And then sit with your intentions for today, what you're bringing to the sacred fire with your good brothers and sisters. any personal questions or challenges that you want to bring to the sacred fire. And you can speak those into the sacred fire even right now. You can even just do it in your heart, so that even if you're not the person that I work with individually today, your intentions are placed in the sacred fire and you receive support regardless of whether I work with you one-on-one. So bring those intentions, those questions, those requests to the sacred fire. Speak them into the fire. And allow your intentions to be received to this sacred space. And allow your questions to be answered and the support to be received. Buena medicina. Breathe into your bellies, ground your energy. If at any point you get distracted, you can link back in with the sacred fire and find your way back to our sacred circle. So when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, or you can leave your eyes closed and stay with the energy of the sacred fire. So Beverly, I'm not looking at the chat board, so I need you to check in for me, please, and see who would like to work with something individually today.
There's no one on the chat, so I don't know if anyone wants to give in a chat. Just put it in the chat box there.
All you have to do is say, I have something to work with, and let us know. Then Beverly can unmute you. So Beverly, what have you got?
We got Julie on first. I've unmuted you, Julie, so you can go for it.
Okay, great. Oh. Hey, Julie.
Hello. So I feel like we have worked on this a little bit before, like you and me personally, but it's manifesting a little differently on a different side of my body. So I feel like it could be something new, but I have this pain, this like intense pain in my foot. And if now it's like my leg and my hip as well on the right side of my body.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of work now myself, working on it energetically and like journeying for it and stuff, but I just feel like I'm not getting clear answers.
Mm-hmm. So have you done, you said it's on the right side?
Mm-hmm.
And have you done clearing? Because I don't remember what I do in sessions with everybody, so I apologize if I'm asking something you've already done. Did we clear with your dad?
With my dad?
Mm-hmm. With the father side?
No, that's not what we worked on before.
Okay, great. This is a great time to do it, and we can do it on behalf of everyone in the circle. So right side of the body, generally, at least in Western thought, is associated with the masculine. And so the father lineage on the right side and the mother lineage on the left side. So the first thing I'm sorry?
Last time it was on the left and it was my maternal lineage.
Ah, okay, great. Well, now we're going to shift sides and we're going to do some mojo with the father lineage. This is perfect. And perhaps that's why it moved, because the stuff with mom, we did the clearing and now the father side is getting your attention. So this is one of the first things I do, especially if I feel something associated with a particular side of my body. The first thing I'll look into energetically, shamanically, is it right side or left side, and start clearing energy with that lineage or mom and dad, grandparents, whatever might be coming up there. So let's do a journey and connect with your dad and do some clearing there with the intention of bringing healing to this side, this foot, and all the way up. And also what I'd like to do is call in the Munari. I feel like I've talked about the Munari before, but just a quick reminder that they're the energies I work with in the realms that do a lot of physical healing, and they are psychic and energetic surgeons. So really, anytime I have physical issues, they're the first team that I call in to support and assist, and they literally create miraculous healing, years and years of experiencing that. So how does that sound, Julie?
Fabulous.
Awesome. So everybody on the call will get an opportunity to clear your paternal lineage. And here's the thing with clearing. I'll just remind you, this isn't about removing people from your world. This is about cleaning up and clearing any cords of attachment so that the energies are free and clear. This is not about judging anybody or blaming anybody. Your parents may have done the best job they can do. They may have been absolute, you know, angels, and we can still clean up the energy. This is something you can do with your kids, with your pets, with anybody. It just cleans up the energy throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. So are you ready, Julie?
Yes.
Great. So just remember that we're going to keep you unmuted, and so every little movement you do sounds like a big movement on the microphone. So great. So let's all get settled. And when I walk her through this process, each of you can be in your shamanic journey. If you want to lie down, that's fine. And what you'll do is you'll clear the energy with your father and your father's lineage. So whatever you hear her saying, you're going to do it obviously with your paternal lineage. Pretty sure that's self-explanatory, but just in case. So Julie, just take a moment and breathe into your belly, close your eyes, ground your energy. And Julie, are you open to, if I ask you some questions, sharing out loud since we've worked together, because I'd love to use you as an example for everybody else?
Yeah. Awesome.
Great. I think they'll learn a lot from your ability to see what you can see in the realms. Okay. So breathe into your belly and tap in with your portal door that you can step through into your sacred space. And once you have that visual of your sacred space, Julie, if you'll take a moment and tell me a little bit about what your sacred space looks like.
My sacred space is in in a deep woodsy area. Mm-hmm. My portal door is in a giant tree. And then when I step through, I'm in just on the other side, like still within that like foresty area.
Mm-hmm. Great. So keep your eyes closed even as I ask you questions. Stay with that beautiful forested area. And is it nighttime or daytime?
It's daytime.
Okay. Is it thick jungle or is it more open and spacious?
It's like a dense woods.
Are they redwood trees or evergreens?
Big trees.
Great.
Redwood, sequoia.
Beautiful, beautiful. So breathe into that and connect with those redwoods and those sequoias, which are also bringing you medicine. Those are also guides for you that you're going to want to start tapping in with if you haven't already. And invite in your guides. And you can do that in your heart. You don't have to say that out loud. But once your guides have joined you, Let me know who you're working with today.
I have Metatron mm-hmm. and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael mm-hmm. and a deer.
Mm-hmm. Male or female deer?
Male.
Okay. And is this a totem you've worked with before?
Yes.
So ask that beautiful buck, that beautiful male deer, to come close. And I want you to just ask that deer for a gift. It doesn't have to make sense. Whatever you receive is perfect. And if you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. And everybody in the journey right now can be receiving a gift from one of your totems. And Julie, just tell me when you're complete.
Okay.
And just breathe it. I'm sorry?
Flower.
Beautiful. Did you bring it into your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So just breathe into your belly to fully embody that beautiful gift. And are there any other energies you'd like to invite in today for support before we do the clearing?
Just whoever wants to join, I guess. Okay. Nothing specific, but.
So just take a moment and breathe into your belly and see if any other support team shows up today. And it's okay if nothing shows up. It's okay if something does. Whatever you get is perfect. Just let me know what happens.
Oh, the lion is there too.
Mm-hmm. Great. So connect with that lion energy. If you'd like to receive a gift from Lion, you can do that now. Let me know when that's complete.
Okay.
I'd like you to invite in the Minari. However you see them as perfect, there'll be at least four of them with you.
Mm-hmm.
More. And invite them in to support and assist with the physical healing. When you're ready, just in your heart, let them know you'd like for them to begin working on you with psychic and energetic surgeries right now, to begin the process of this physical healing within your body with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. Just let me know when they've started working on you.
Okay.
Great. Just breathe into your belly and they'll continue to work on you throughout this process. Actually, they're going to continue to work on you specifically about this over the next 48 hours was the counsel I just received. So breathe into your belly and in your heart, invite your dad into your sacred space. And let me know when you can see him.
We can see him.
And what's his first name?
Jerry.
So when we do this clearing, how would you like to refer to him? As Dad or Jerry or?
Jerry is good.
Okay. So just breathe into your belly. And I want you to repeat after me out loud. I want you to say, at this time.
At this time.
I ask your forgiveness, Jerry.
I ask your forgiveness, Jerry.
For any time I hurt you or took your power.
For any time I hurt you or took your power.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
intentionally or unintentionally?
Throughout lifetimes and timelines.
Throughout lifetimes and timelines?
Throughout dimensions and realms. It's okay, just breathe into your belly. Take your time. Can you say throughout dimensions and realms?
Throughout dimensions and realms.
Good, and just breathe into your belly. And I want you to say at this time.
At this time.
I forgive you, Jerry.
I forgive you, Jerry.
For any time you hurt me or took my power.
For any time you hurt me or took my power.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Throughout lifetimes and timelines.
Throughout lifetimes and timelines.
Throughout dimensions and realms.
Throughout dimensions and realms.
I return to you what is yours.
I return to you what is yours.
I reclaim for me what is mine.
I reclaim for me what is mine.
I transmute and transform.
I transmute and transform.
All unhealthy attachments between us.
All unhealthy attachments between us.
Our energies are free and clear.
Our energies are free and clear.
With grace and ease.
With grace and ease.
So be it. It is so.
So be it. It is so.
Breathe into your belly. We're going to ask Archangels Michael, Raphael, and Metatron, who are already working with you, to support and assist in clearing, cleansing, transmuting, and transforming all unhealthy attachments, intrusions, daggers, hooks, cords, karmic contracts between you and your father, Jerry, that no longer support and assist your highest and greatest good. We invoke this with grace and ease throughout all lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, realms, and multiverses, so that you are free and clear, fully and wholly restored to your personal power, and Jerry is free and clear, fully and wholly restored to his personal power right now. So be it. It is so. Just breathe into your belly as they clear. And what's your dad's last name?
Johnston.
So I want you to just see the Munari supporting and assisting along with these archangel guides in transmuting and transforming any and all attachments between you and the Johnston lineage that no longer support your highest and greatest good. Any daggers, cords, hooks, intrusions, attachments, or karmic contracts between you and the Johnston lineage are cleared, cleansed, transmuted, and transformed right now. Throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, with grace and ease, so be it. It is so. Breathe into your belly. As you breathe into your belly and you see all of this clearing, just let me know when you have a sense of it being complete for now. Good. Everybody breathe into your belly. I want you to see your father transforming into his soul energy, into who he is without the drama or the trauma or the human story. He might still look like his human self, but see him in his soul energy as the being of light that he truly is. Beyond the story and the attachments and the history that you have with each other. See if you can see who he is, what he looks like in the realms.
Okay.
What does he look like?
I just see light.
Good. Good. Is your dad still alive in this realm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just send this beautiful, beautiful soul light back to his human self, telling him thank you. Thank him for being here today to support and assist in this healing, and then send this beautiful, beautiful image of how you see him in the realms back to his human form as he leaves your sacred space to return to himself. And I want you to actually invite in another beautiful buck, another beautiful male deer, powerful king of the forest. Because that's the medicine that your dad carries too. And when you can see that other beautiful deer, I want you to send him to be with your dad, wherever your dad is right now. Send that beautiful, powerful buck to accompany and support and assist your dad. And see that deer going to him and walking with him all the time and support and assistance right now.
Okay.
Breathe into your belly. Tell me how that feels.
It feels strong.
Good.
Good.
That's great.
Great.
There's some grief that wants to heal. So, and I'm getting some feedback, but hopefully everybody can hear me. So you'll want to continue to connect with your little girl self and heal that grief above and beyond what we've done today. This is a beautiful clearing between you and your dad, okay? And this will support him as well. So if you want to stay in your journey with your little girl self and do some work, you're welcome to do that. And I'm going to step out of your sacred space and offer up for someone else who has a question. Are you complete for now, Julie?
Yeah, I'm good.
Great. You did a good job. Thank you for being willing to share that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Beverly, you can mute her and let me know who's next.
Thanks. I'm going to mute and unmute.
Who's next, Beverly?
Lisa's next. Lisa, you're unmuted. You can go for it.
Hey, Bloom. I am having panic attacks and overwhelming fear, and I'm having trouble with trusting again. The fear is about ailment coming back, and trusting is not trusting the medical world and trusting my body. But it's really causing some panic attacks and also a running crazy dialogue in my head, where I pretty much always keep something on in the studio these days because of the dialogue in my head. Mm-hmm. I've gotten some pretty clear messages from nature with a nest of wrens. And then the nest of wrens was gone, and the black snake that ate them got stuck going in his hole because he was so fat, and he died. A grasshopper in my coffee drowned. And then bees in many forms, such as stinging me or finding dead bees. And then also night before last, I was walking home from the studio and came across a black bear. And that was an interesting exchange that really struck my heart. I mean, we both kind of looked at each other, and then he went, I don't want to deal with this, and walked away because I had my dogs with me. But it was pretty profound how we all stopped. And but I'm feeling this fear, and that my trust is just gone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so you and I have been talking about this for a little while, so I won't go into backstory. And I'm just letting other people on the call know that, so that when I just go straight into what you're working with, they know that there's a lot of history behind this. So, and I've mentioned this gently before, and I've done my best to dance around it so that I didn't freak you out. And I'm just going to say it straight. It's time to befriend death. When I say that, that doesn't mean you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
However, it means you must confront death as you understand it. And this has been coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up. And until you really just step up and say, okay, death, let's dance. What's up? What you got? You know, even if you're quaking in your shoes while you do it, it's time to step up and become a friend of death. And so I'd like to go into a shamanic journey and go into your sacred space and ask you to invite in death as you would perceive it in the realms. And let's get to know death as a friend instead of a foe. Because because we've had, this isn't our first time talking about it, I have, you know, more info to go on than what you shared here, obviously. And that, my sense is that there are the trust issues with your body and all the things you're talking about. And if you track that energy deep enough, it's a fear of getting sick and dying. And so if you can befriend the core fear of death, and step out of that loop, then your body can stop getting sick. And your body can stop having panic attacks. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been working on the body and the physical healing, and that's really important to do, and that's great. But since it keeps coming up like a loop,
mm-hmm.
it's saying to me that's not really where the issue is, because it still hasn't shifted.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go ahead and let's just go talk to death and see if that's the core issue. Let's just go befriend death and see what's up. Because when you can walk arm in arm with death, like Mary Poppins or something going down the road, then you're not carrying all that stress and fear and anxiety and panic, and your body can heal and stay healed. But if you are in panic mode and anxiety and fear constantly, then your body will get sick and reflect that. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
And all of the medicine you've been getting, that's great insight that you're paying attention to these messages. You're seeing all these messages around you, and you're paying attention and you're taking that in. And it feels good that you're paying attention. So now let's take all those gifts from nature. And if nature keeps bringing you death, let's go talk to death. And then nature won't have to bring you all that depressing death. Watching
it be nice.
You know, when I first started doing this work almost 20 years ago, animal totems would die to bring their bodies to me. I had such a collection of hawks and owls and snake skins and bones and coyotes, and I would just constantly find all of this medicine on the side of the road or whatever. And finally I realized I don't need it to get my attention in such a hardcore way. I get to pay attention, and I actually told the universe, I don't need the animals to die to get my attention anymore. I'm going to start listening. And so it became more subtle, and I stopped finding all these dead animals. I still have a lovely collection of medicine, but at the same time, I chose to level up and not need to receive through those messages. And I want to kind of share that for other people, not necessarily for you, but for other people who are listening.
Oh, no, I've got a morgue in my studio.
Yeah, well, part of that is that they're trying so hard to get your attention. They're literally giving their lives to do it. Thank you, medicine. Thank you for doing that. I'm grateful. And I don't need my energy to be so dense that you have to die to get my attention. I don't need a bear to walk up and think about whether it wants to eat me to get the lesson, you know? So let's clear some of that fear, which creates the dense energy and the hucha, so that you can get the lessons with more grace and ease. It's okay. It's a bit of a circle. There's this aspect where we can clear some hucha and clear the dense energy, but if you keep going into fear, you create more of it. So even if you're scooping it out of the boat, you're going, oh, I feel better. Oh, no, I'm scared. I feel better. Oh, no, I'm scared. And you're kind of filling it up as we clear it out. So there's this place I like to call the Indiana Jones spot. Where this is a great example. I know people are probably laughing, but I don't even remember which movie it's in. But one of his movies, he gets to this huge crevasse, you know, that there's no way to get across. And long story short, what he ends up having to do is jump. And once he jumps, there are these invisible things there that actually catch him, but he has to jump first. Mm. So it's this huge leap of faith. And that's the spot that I feel like you're going for, where we can clear it out. And then there's that, okay, I see that's going to be there to catch me, and I've got to jump first. Right. And allowing yourself to kind of fake it till you make it sometimes, because we keep clearing this out. And if you keep going back into the fear, then we'll just keep clearing and clearing and clearing, and you'll feel stuck in that loop. And some of that's natural and totally what we all do. And I feel like you're at a place now where you're ready to step out of the loop. Are you feeling that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looped.
Yeah. Well, and part of it too is that you were very physically ill with cancer, which is super intense for people.
And I lost my three most important people in the last 4 years.
Yeah. A lot of death energy around you. And when you're tired or you're sick or you're, you know, all of these things, it makes it harder to get out of the loop. I get it. For everybody.
I slept at the beach. I just went to the beach and slept. I was exhausted. Yeah. That's the plan, but that's...
Well, you know, for what it's worth, I spent a year and a day in an initiation. I've been in many, but there's one in particular where all I could do for a year and a day was literally just breathe and keep moving forward and breathe and see clients, breathe, see clients, breathe, see clients. I just couldn't even deal with anything else. I mean, I would have panic attacks about going to dinner with a friend. It just didn't even make any sense. And that's just where I was. And as soon as I just learned to just go, okay, this is where I am right now, and stopped fighting it, it actually started to get easier. And I also set the intention. I had a friend who said, oh, I see this starting to clear after a year and a day. And I found my calendar and I marked a year and a day, and I had a bonfire and I burned a whole bunch of stuff from when this had started. And I set the intention that this is complete. Now, on this day, on my calendar, boom, it is done. I set that intention even though I had no idea if it really would be. And it was, you know, I create my story. For whatever reason, I needed to go through that initiation. And I also, we all get to decide, you know, okay, I will learn this lesson and here is the time frame. So if you, you know, want to do a ritual and say, I've been in this for this long, and you'll feel intuitively, if you're like, I want to be done tomorrow, you'll probably feel that that doesn't resonate. So sit with how long you've been in this and be honest with yourself, and then hear a number come into your head. It might be 2 weeks, it might be 2 months, but you'll know. You find that day on your calendar and you say, this is the day, this is complete, and I am finished. So I will get the lesson between now and then with grace and ease, and I will be complete with this initiation. I am ready. Sometimes you got to just, you know, go, all right, I'm running the show. I'm in this initiation. I'm bringing myself out of it. Not that you're avoiding the lessons. It's just getting you out of that loop of victimhood, that spiral, so that you can be proactive and you can work the medicine. Don't let the medicine work you. But you got to be really honest with yourself, because anybody who's listening, if you all go, well, this has really been hard for like the last 3 months, I want this to be done on Tuesday, but you don't really believe yourself, it won't be done on Tuesday. You got to really listen to that intuitive guidance of when it's fully complete. Because as soon as she said a year and a day, I knew in my heart that was D-Day, that was done day, you know? So let's take a minute and go in, and anybody else who wants to join, let's go talk to death. So breathe into your bellies, ground your energy. And Lisa, connect with your portal door, whatever that is for you, and you can make your way through it into your sacred space. Go ahead and invite in your guides, your healing team, whoever you work with in that space is welcome. And keeping your eyes closed, when you're ready, tell me who you're working with there.
There's grandmother and Blue, who's a guide, a turtle, the black bear, a white owl, the wren, the black snake.
Beautiful. Invite all of those to just circle up around you. And you can receive gifts from any that you'd like, but I'd especially like you to receive a gift from Black Bear and the Wrens and the Black Snakes, since they're part of what you physically saw recently. And just take a moment and connect in with them. Whatever you get is perfect. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. Breathe it in and fully embody it. Just let me know when you're complete with that. Take your time.
Okay.
Good. Breathe into your belly. And I want you to receive a gift from White Owl as well. Once you've received that gift, I'd like you to ask White Owl to actually step into you and become one with you and become that White Owl. Just feel what that feels like. Have you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good?
It feels great.
That's awesome. Keep breathing into that. Be that white owl. That's part of your medicine. It's deeply internal and it's beyond time. So it's not like anything we've ever seen before. And as that beautiful blend of yourself and white owl, I want you to invite in death. Just invite death into your sacred space to say hello. However you see death is perfect. When you're ready, tell me what death looks like to you.
It's a classic skeleton shrouded in black.
Mm-hmm. Like the Grim Reaper?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No sickle.
Okay. So just in your heart, you don't have to speak out loud, just say hello to death. Introduce yourself as the beautiful white owl priestess that you are. And tell me what happens.
A nice shake of a bony hand.
Mm-hmm. Ask death if death has a gift for you that will support you on your journey right now.
Diamonds.
Is it a diamond necklace or a pile of diamonds?
A handful of diamonds.
And what are you to do with those diamonds?
That with each passing, there's a gift.
So if it feels resonant, bring those diamonds into your heart so that you can fully receive and embody those gifts and that medicine. And notice how diamonds are perfectly cut with numerous reflections so that they reflect infinitely, which is similar to the oneness when we die. We become that infinite reflection, like a pure diamond, pure light. The medicine I'm receiving is this, that's what death is, those beautiful diamonds, that beautiful gift. So really breathe that in and embody that. Is there anything else you'd like to ask death?
Why it keeps playing with me.
Okay, so in your heart, ask death. Let me know what you get.
That there's nothing to be afraid of, and that I'm not getting that, and that's why it keeps playing with me. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you use the word play. Death has come to play with you.
Uh-huh.
Not to scare you, not to frighten you.
It's laughing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps laughing.
Yeah. Anything else that death has to share?
No, but I'm curious about the other gifts I was given by the animals.
Okay, so ask the animals. You don't have to say it out loud. Do you need to understand what they are?
Let me see. Yes.
Really check in and ask yourself, do I need to understand what these gifts are? Or can I simply receive and trust?
Either way.
So for right now, why don't you just receive and trust, since that's what we're practicing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in your heart, I want you to ask death to be a teacher for you right now, to be a guide. We're not going to send death away. And as you work with death as a teacher and a personal guide, death might shapeshift. It might change. It might start to look different. This guide that we call death can support you in your daily life, can support you with your fears, can support you with your artwork, your creativity, your expression, your relationships. Death is really the ultimate guide. So are you willing to work with death as a teacher right now?
Yes.
Good. Might as well go ahead and get the lesson since it wants to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And so it feels to me that the energy you've connected with is not scary like it was before.
Mm-mm.
Good.
I feel so much lighter, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's empowered. The fear. That's one of the big fears, and you just confronted it, and it's just here to show you the gifts that are inherent. That's beautiful. So if you want to stay connected in your sacred space right now, you're welcome to do that. And thank you so much for being willing to step up and do this as with the group. That was powerful.
Thank you.
And we'll have one more person with a question before we close tonight. Beverly.
Okay, we have Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. You there, Elaine? There you are.
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Good.
What's your question, Elaine?
I clear and clean and all this shamanic work. I've been doing it for years and years. I'd love to do what you're doing right now with people. I live in a very conservative community, and I don't feel like I'm supported to do it, to practice. And I also do massage therapy. I'm an artist, and I just never been successful with my practices ever. And I just keep on doubting myself if I'm wasting my time doing the wrong thing. I've become complacent, victim, all these other things. So it becomes a very emotional thing. And then the universe will supply all of a sudden. And then I go, okay, it's okay. And then it just goes back down again. So, you know, I'll clear it and get the help I need. I use the grid and all that wonderful stuff, you know, and it just kind of goes, padoom. Helps me for a moment. But it's not like, it doesn't feel like an engaging opportunity of path. It doesn't feel like a path that's cleared.
Yeah. So.
But my vista is very clear. I love doing readings and healings like you're doing right now. I know that the community probably now is more online, and I'm not versed in that.
Is more the community now is what?
It's more online. You know, like what you're doing. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for sharing. I haven't been doing work online until this year, and so my work has been predominantly in person or people connecting with me over Skype or over the phone for the last 15 years or so. And it's interesting because whatever experience people are in, like you're in a very conservative community.
Yeah.
So you say, well, it's hard to do it here because the community is very conservative. Well, I live in Asheville where it's totally the opposite. And so everybody says, oh, everybody here does it. There's too many people here who do it. And so there's always,
it's something.
Always. Yeah. There's always something. So the external isn't really the challenge. So,
No, I believe it's just something within me that hasn't really bloomed or focused. You know, I go in a lot of different directions because I can have a lot of skills, right? And I never know which one to focus on in terms of direction and doing. And I get signs. I've been attacked by bees from my mailbox. You know, that was my latest sign.
Okay.
Not knowing how they got there.
Hmm.
Buffalo came to me yesterday. I got a sheep and an apu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even in what you're sharing now, I agree with you. Your energy feels scattered. Mm-hmm. So, and it's wonderful that you have all those different gifts, but I hear you that you can end up kind of like a deer in headlights, not sure where to focus when you have so much to offer. So it can be a catch 22 to have all those gifts and not sure where to focus. So there's a couple things I'm receiving that one, we want to tap in with your little girl self when things got chaotic for her and do a soul retrieval with her. What I'm receiving now is that soul retrieval is going to be the most supportive for you in this moment.
It did help when we were doing the dad stuff, because I had sexual abuse. Okay. Just when we were doing that little bit, I got a phone call about a massage that canceled today. And I had to take it to get the work, you know, because my abundance is really low right now. So just clearing that helped, because she called back and booked for tomorrow. But I know it goes deeper than that.
Yeah. So let's take a moment and let's do a gentle soul retrieval. Okay. Everybody on the call now can do this. So just close your eyes and breathe into your belly. Go ahead and step through your portal door into your sacred space. And you have lots of experience with this. So go ahead and call in your guides around you and have them circle up around you. And as your guides are connecting with you, invite in your little girl self, whatever age shows up as perfect, where things went off the tracks, where things lost focus and life started to feel chaotic, even if you weren't conscious as a little one that that's what was happening.
Okay.
And how old is she?
Three.
Okay. So breathe into your belly. And connect with that little three-year-old and make sure that she understands who you are, that you're her when she's big. So she knows who she's talking to.
She does.
Good. And as you breathe into your belly, I just want you to ask her from your heart, what do you need? And let her answer from her little three-year-old heart. This is not a thinking. This is a feeling. This is a heart space. And tell me what you get.
She's very shy.
That's all right. That's great. We'll give her plenty of time and space. Just let her answer from her little three-year-old heart what she needs.
She wants three things. Mm-hmm. She's doing, holding up three fingers. She's not even talking to me.
That's all right. What are the three things? Can you tell?
Well, she really likes her doll she's carrying.
Okay.
She's also covering her ears, so I think she doesn't like maybe yelling. Mm-hmm. She likes silence.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of kisses.
Lots of kittens?
Kisses.
Ah, good. So she wants some love and she wants some quiet and some peace. She wants to have her dolly, which feels nurturing and nourishing and safe.
Well, I have a dog instead.
So stay focused on what she needs, not what you've got going on right now, because we want to translate what she's sharing, okay? That doll for her equals safety.
Okay. Yeah, she's clutching it pretty close.
Yeah. So is she open to receiving a hug from you and being held?
Yeah.
Good. So why don't you do that? If she'll let you pick her up or come sit in your lap and hug you, whatever's easiest, just take a moment and you just hold her so that she can feel safe and held. And just let her be there with you in the quiet where it's safe. And it's just you and her. Nobody else can mess with her. You totally protect her. And if she wants lots of kisses, you can see yourself giving her lots of kisses, whatever feels loving and supportive to her. And in your heart, if you need to tell her, I'm sorry for all the things that happened to her, it's okay. You can just let her know. Because she might feel like she got abandoned because she needed to take off when all that sexual abuse was happening. And she doesn't realize that she was just keeping herself safe. She thought she got lost. So in your heart, just let her know, I'm sorry you got lost. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I'm here for you now. And I'm going to take care of you and keep you safe. And let her know that you'll be mommy and daddy to her now. You'll take care of her needs exactly as she needs. And ask her if she's willing to come back and be with you.
What do you mean?
I mean, ask her if she's willing to come back and be with you. Just ask her. Don't overthink it. See what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew what we were talking about. So what you want to do is let her create a space in your heart that's just for her. A safe, sacred space in your heart that's just for her. She can have whatever she wants to have there. And make sure you can see it before you breathe into your belly and hold her close and let her step into that space. You're doing great. You're doing great. And just surround her with whatever she wants there. And when you can see her there, tell me who's with her so that she feels safe and protected all the time. We got her in there. Can you see that big old buffalo that's all fuzzy that she can lean up against to sleep? I see a big buffalo lying down. She can lean up against it and take a nap, feel all safe and warm and protected. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually do see a lot of kittens, even though you said kisses. She definitely wants fuzzy, sweet kittens and things that feel really good to her.
Okay.
And anything else that she wants to invite in. She can have dogs, she can have unicorns, she can have fairies, she can have whatever she wants.
She wants fairies.
Good. So just allow all of that, whatever she wants, right there with her in that sacred space so that she's never alone, she's always with you, safe and protected. You got it?
She really likes daffodils.
Good. Then surround her in daffodils. That's perfect. And this is where you want to check in with her and just let her know, I love you. We're together. I got you. You're safe. And if you start to feel scattered or fearful, she's the one getting your attention. She needs you to just come and reconnect with her, okay? As you meet her needs, your needs will be met. So even if it's something that seems silly to you, like wearing purple socks or painting a silly picture or working with glitter, it's totally going to fill her needs, which will then grow her up to fully embody you, which will bring you focus and will get you to what you're going for. It just may not look like point A to point B, okay?
I understand.
Yeah. And what the counsel I'm receiving about the bees is that you're desperately looking for community. And so that desperate energy manifested in frustration, but bees, regardless of what kind they are all about community.
Yeah.
So ask the bee tribe to support and assist you in finding your community, even if that community starts with one other person or two other people that are your tribe. Even if they don't live where you live, ask the bees to help you see clearly and notice every day who's your tribe. My yard guy is this good old boy who went to my high school, and he's still part of my tribe. I don't hang out with him and go have drinks with him or hang out with him and his family, but he's part of my tribe. He helps take care of me. He's part of my support team, right? It doesn't always have to be your best friend or somebody you do shamanic work with. I have my mail person is part of my tribe. When my taxes got sent to the wrong place, they brought it to me. And they knew where I lived because I live in a small town, and they took care of me. They don't know anything about shamanic work. They probably would think I was some ooky spooky person. But I recognize they're part of my tribe, and I have such an appreciation of that. So the more you focus on who is your tribe, not how you want your tribe to look, but focus on who your tribe, who's really supporting you, that person at the grocery store who is always so kind to you every time you're there, or whatever it is, they're your tribe too. And the more you can focus on what feels good and what is working, then you call in more of what you want. Okay? Yeah. So stay connected with this little girl self and really check in with her daily and bring her what she needs. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So everybody just breathe into your bellies and just take a moment to make your way out of your sacred spaces. And Beverly, if you can mute Elaine, that'd be great. Or Elaine, mute yourself if you're able to. And everybody bring yourself out of your sacred spaces. Close the portal door behind you. Go ahead and reconnect with where you are physically, reconnect with your body. If you want to continue any of the work we started tonight, thank you all, Julie and Elaine, and I'm totally spacing out who else I worked with. Sorry, I'm Lisa. I'm in an altered state right now, so the linear is a little funny. But thank you all for sharing so openly, and I trust that each of you was able to journey and tap in and do your own work. If you want to continue to do some work, go ahead and do that now. And thank you, Beverly, for hosting. Thank you all for being here. Have a beautiful evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody. Mwah. Thank you for being here. Good work. Good work.